This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day. Steve Miggs, you are a dog dad.
Yes, I am. Two dogs.
Can you tell me what nicknames you have for your dogs that are far removed from their actual names?
Oh, so Lulu, who's the blind Maltishan that has no teeth, she's Bubby.
Bug.
She's also Stinky, which was also our old dog's nickname. She's kind of inherited because she stinks a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
And then DJ Strawberry Head, of course, is her real birth given name.
I love that that actually sounds like a nickname, but that is her real name.
That's what our daughter named her. I guess I call her Monkey. I don't know why. I'm like, get over here, Monkey. Or DJ Ouija.
DJ Ouija.
DJ Ouija.
Do you have a song you sing to your dogs?
No,
not that
I know. Although every once in a while when I do let them outside, I do hum it in my head. Who let the dogs out? Thank you, guys. What about you?
Well, we call Broody Moose, and we call Cowboy Cheddar Moose. Because they're like big, like mooses, you know? Or is it meese? Is the plural of moose meese?
No, it's just mooses.
It's Danny's right. It's just mooses.
Just moose.
Although
mooses.
When you said it, it does sound grammatically wrong. Like it's
moose. Moose?
Also, why cheddar?
Well, because he's blonde. He's kind of yellowy, you know? He's like a yellow lab. He's a cheddar moose.
I'm sorry. I was so ignorant, Taryn. I apologize to your dog.
Get with the program, Danny.
Do you talk to him in a weird voice, though?
No, I talk to him like an adult, like they should be talked to.
Yeah, you don't want to give him like a weird complex or something.
I don't think I do. I mean, you think I do?
Oh, everyone does.
I don't do the baby talk. I'm positive of that. I'm like, oozy, woozy, goody boy.
Oh, no.
I don't want to do that because that just makes me even sound... I got sick to my stomach even just doing that right now.
Okay, when you call DJ back in the house, how do you do it?
Get the F inside already. Enough. How many times do I got to ask you?
There you have it.
Taryn, how do you do it? And what's the song you sing to them? I know you're wanting to sing it for everyone.
Why are we even... I should have just said, I don't have an answer. Give us yours, Taryn.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I only have one. I have a new one for Brute right now because... You know the song, Wake Me Up Before You Go?
Okay.
Wham. You know, at the beginning it says, Jitterbug, Jitterbug. So I say, the Broody Moose, the Broody Moose. So that's the song for Brute. It's Broody Moose.
That's it?
Yeah, Broody Moose. Broody Moose. Here comes the Broody Moose.
Did we go through all this for the... I don't know how long. It was like 3-4 minutes just so that you could do,
it's a Broody Moose. It's a Broody Moose. I was just wondering if you had any weird things you do with your animals. Okay, not like that, but...
I mean, definitely not.
Wow.
The Broody Moose. It's the Broody Moose.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Broody Moose.
Snap, come on, Danny, snap.
Broody Moose.
You put the Broody Moose on their head. Give dog treats and rub his belly.
There you go.
Broody Moose.
That's the first verse. Steve just wrote it for me. Thank you. Let's inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
The DMD is brought to you by Power Salon. I'm about to ask a question that's not for you, Danny, but it's for Sarah and Taryn. I'm a little worried I might have to go to HR after I ask this question.
Okay.
Because today is National Brazilian Blowout Day.
Oh, of course.
What is a blowout?
Just a regular blowout would be just getting your hair like blown and styled at a salon. But a Brazilian blowout is where they actually like permanently kind of straighten your hair or semi-permanently straighten your hair. That's a Brazilian blowout.
Wait, Danny, you're nodding your head like you knew this.
Yeah, I could have told you that one, Steve.
Do you get Brazilian blowouts?
I don't, but I have had a lot of females in my life that have.
Have you been blown out by a Brazilian?
Sorry. You know, I plead the fifth on that one.
Sarah, do you know what a blowout is before all this talk?
I knew what a blowout was. I did not know what a Brazilian blowout was. And I thought it was a blowout for somewhere else.
I thought like they were taking care of a little hiney action.
I mean, unless there's a new kind, a Brazilian blowout is just like chemically straightening your hair semi-permanent style.
See, I thought it was the...
In Brazil, they do some interesting grooming things.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, because it's a Brazilian wax, right?
Yeah,
it is. And that's for the downstairs.
Front
the
back to back, side right? to side.
Oh, yeah. So I thought they were doing something fun with your hair down there, not waxing it.
Shocking, the bald man doesn't know what a blowout is, but I did not know what a Brazilian blowout was either. So there you go. Now I know. Thank you for the information.
Such an educational show.
Man, today is an interesting day for a father and son that are based over in Iowa because, well, they had a little bit of an argument and it became very violent. And the reason why, and I think that we can all relate to this because we've had these arguments that, granted, nobody has been shot in our situation, unlike this situation. They had an argument over smelly feet.
Oh!
Apparently, the son shot his dad because of his smelly feet. Don't clap, Dad. You don't need to encourage this kind of behavior.
If someone needs to get shot over something, this is great.
What? How bad was it? How much? Like, I feel like it had to have been years upon years of this building. You can't tell me that. Not that saying shooting your dad is ever a good idea to do, but you can't just tell me you shot your dad just because one time he had smelly feet. But apparently, David Carpenter, he's based in Iowa. He's now behind bars because, well, he's been charged for attempted murder because he shot his dad, William Carpenter, who was taken to the hospital. Thankfully, non-life-threatening injuries because of that. But I guess the argument started with some family issues, and then David went back, got his gun. I don't know if his dad took his shoes off at that point. I have no idea why this happened, but what a strange reason for getting shot.
This all could have been avoided if the dad just washed his feet. A Michigan State trooper.
I'm not along with you on that one.
A Michigan State trooper was sitting at a red light in his patrol car, and the guy behind him, too busy with his chicken wings to notice, ran right into the back of the car. So thankfully, nobody was hurt. Both cars sustained some minor damage, but the cop did cite him for distracted driving. Michigan State Police put out a statement saying that it is important to remember to focus on driving while behind the wheel. Distracted driving, in this case, eating wings, is a risky driving behavior that leads to preventable crashes.
Chicken wings have got to be in the top five of things you just can't eat when you're driving.
Absolutely not. That's a terrible idea.
I mean, some people can eat the wings with just one finger, though. Well, one hand. Just go.
I like to have two hands on my wing.
Right. I have a story for Danny, though.
Oh.
This one's for you. I don't know if you've purchased it already, but you like coffee.
I love coffee.
You like Green Day.
Yes.
Did you know that there's a limited edition Green Day Keurig machine that's now available?
I do, actually.
Are you getting it?
No, I haven't bought it yet.
Apparently, it's just a normal Keurig machine, but it's got, like, the American Idiot logos on it because it's the 20th anniversary of that album, which makes us all feel old. And according to Billy Joe Armstrong, he says, our buses and backstages have been stocked with our coffee company's first ever signature brewer because he has his own coffee called Oakland Coffee.
Well, now it's called Punk Bunny. They just recently rebranded.
Punk Bunny?
Yeah, Punk Bunny Coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd they change the name?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but they changed it completely and they did the whole rebrand. And I was like, I need to buy all of the stuff, and I haven't bought any of it.
Yeah, I guess if I saw on the shelves Punk Bunny next to a coffee brand called Oakland Coffee, I'm going to go with Punk Bunny every time.
It's way more exciting.
That makes way more sense. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
A hospital in Georgia is accused of losing a piece of a man's skull after it was removed during surgery for a brain bleed. They fixed Fernando Cluster with a synthetic piece after misplacing his skull fragment. Now he is suing the hospital. Here is his lawyer talking about it.
They got various contradictory messages about why surgery was postponed. And ultimately, Emory told them that they had lost and misplaced a part of his skull. It's mind-blowing, literally.
But if he's still okay and nothing's bad, I mean, I don't care if you use a 3D printer to make a piece to go in my head. As long as I'm still alive, I think I'm going to be happy.
I hope they find the piece of the skull and then he can, like, put it on a necklace or something like that. Yeah.
Hey, the Mariners, they are playing the Dodgers. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. What stupid way did you injure yourself? We're bringing this up because one of Sarah's friends over the weekend ended up at the ER.
Yes. So my friend was having a really big birthday barbecue, and so I went over there. Everything was good, and then her roommate, he came out of his room, and he has his shirt off, and he is icing his like shoulder collarbone area, and he looks rough. Mm. I'm like, dude, what happened? He was like, don't drink and ride those scooters, man.
Oh, so he was doing one of those like the Lime scooters?
The Lime scooters. I guess he saw Bill Burr, got faded, rented one of those Lime scooters with a friend, and completely just ate it.
I got to imagine there are so many injuries and so many ER visits because of the rent a scooter, rent a bicycle, because who's for the most part, who's doing that? Not somebody who needs to get from point A to point B in the middle of the day. I mean, you see it from time to time, but right. It's typically just drunk people are like, let's ride scooters to the next bar.
Yeah, this looks like so much fun. So he was not looking good, and he was like, I think I gotta go to the urgent care ER or something. And I was like, yeah, do ya? I think you're just, you know, just shake it off, walk it off.
Also, never a good idea to go talk to other drunk people to see what, like...
I know.
Get medical advice.
I'm like, you're fine.
Have a
stay
shot.
Here, drink party.
Through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he ended up going, and it's indeed broken. Yep. So he went. A few hours later, he comes back in a sling.
Oh, no.
Fully broken. Has to see a specialist. May have to get surgery.
And it's a collarbone?
Uh-huh.
I hear that's not a fun injury to recover from.
No, because I'm pretty sure there's not really much you can do for it.
You can't really cast it.
No.
It's just a, yep. Just a sling.
Yeah.
Oi, oi, oi.
I know.
Well, this leads us to want to hear from the Rockaholics. What stupid way did you injure yourself? 206-803-ROCK. Ethan in Montana. Are you a big basketball player?
I'm not usually a basketball player, no.
So what happened?
So I think it was last summer or the summer before, I was playing a game of outdoor pickup basketball, and my first sign of problem should have been when I was stuck guarding a short, older guy in jeans in the middle of summer.
Oh.
So I ended up getting crossed up pretty good, hyperextend my knee. It doesn't pop or anything. So I was like, all right, well, it's probably all right. It's just one of those simple knee injuries. It'll get better.
Right.
It doesn't get better at all. Whole summer, I'm washing windows, climbing up and down ladders, and it's still just hurting. And eventually it gets a little better over the winter when I'm not doing that. And then I decide I'll go play basketball again with another friend. Hurt it again. That was like the third or fourth time I'd hurt it by that point. So I was like, all right, I'll go to the doctor this time. First doctor thought it was torn meniscus. It wasn't that. Went to a second doctor, got the MRI, and he's like, dude, you pretty much tore your ACL all the way.
Oh, no.
If I had gone skiing over the winter at all, would have torn that sucker completely. So ended up getting the surgery March 21st. It still hurts a lot, but it's way better now. So that was fun.
And a valuable lesson, never play basketball against a man wearing jeans.
Yep. Don't ever play against an old guy in jeans playing outdoor pickup basketball. You will regret it.
You just never know what's going to happen.
206-803-ROCK. What stupid way did you injure yourself? Tom in Auburn, you had a bathroom injury.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. So it was about 10 years ago. I was in the Army, and I had just come home after spending a month in California for training. And my wife and I were dating at the time, and we were in the shower, literally showering. There was nothing fancy going on. I'm too big of a guy to try any of that.
Quote, unquote, fancy.
But we were just trying to switch so I could get under the shower and rinse off. And my foot slid out from under me because it was, it was calloused from my Army boots. And for a second, I looked like a cartoon character with my feet kicking up. Before I finally felt my center of gravity shift. So I went to place my left hand down so I didn't smack my head, back of my head on the tub. It worked, but in the process, my hand slid in the tub and actually I caught my pinky finger in the drain.
And that's not a euphemism. That actual pinky finger got caught in the drain.
Yeah, the actual pinky finger got caught in the drain. It partially degloved the top of it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
And it continued sliding on the side, so it actually sliced the inside of the finger. So she had to take me into Madigan. We had to drive down to Madigan from Kent so I can get looked at. It took them like 4 shots just to numb my finger up and 5 stitches where it was sliced. But the part that it was got degloved, that just had to heal. That just had to scar over.
Oh, man. How long did that take?
That took a few months.
They first
had to put me in this massive splint, so it looked like I had a permanent hang loose.
Could have been worse if it was a different finger, at least, right?
Say again?
It could have been worse if it was a different finger. You'd be pissing some people off if you just had it in a permanent state.
Yeah, that would have been funny being in the Army. But
the Daily Migs Show.
There is a music website called Audio Fix. Very edgy because they spell fix with a P-H.
Yeah.
They put out a list of the best MTV Unplugged performances of all time. And I want to clarify, I did actually do a little bit of research. This list is based on how well that sold.
Yes.
So it's not opinion-based.
It's still bullcrap.
Wow.
Steve wants to fight back against the actual album sales statistics.
I want to fight against everybody who went to a record store and once purchased these albums. Back in the old days, I don't know if you remember these days, Sarah and Danny, but people go to record stores and buy these albums at like Sam Goody.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, remember that one?
I love Sam Goody.
For Your Entertainment, FYE.
Forgot about that one.
Well, here are some of the highlights from Audio Fix putting out the best MTV Unplugged performances.
Here they come to snuff the rooster.
Hell yeah.
This one's like number one in my heart.
This is definitely top three. Shockingly, I think the top three for me would be Seattle Band ones.
Yeah.
So it sold 2.15 million copies.
Wow.
And man, the backstory of this one was when Lane was not doing good. During the recording of this, it's kind of haunting.
Yeah.
But the performance is incredible.
And they also say Jerry Cantrell was battling about with food poisoning.
So he had to poop the whole time?
Yes.
That's even more impressive.
Right? We're going through the list of the best MTV Unplugged performances. Here is another highlight.
Oh, gosh. I forgot about this band.
They're like a little Natalie Merchant and 10,000 Maniacs?
Have no idea who this band is.
You don't know who Natalie Merchant is?
Of course he doesn't.
Sarah goes, is that Sarah McLachlan?
It might as well be.
Like, maybe? I don't know what 10,000 Maniacs is.
There's Natalie Merchant, and there's around that time, too. I only know this because remember that girl I had a crush on in college I talked about, and I got into Matthew Sweet, which is because of her. I also tolerated 10,000 Maniacs because of her, and this song kind of triggered those memories, but never been a big thank you for stopping it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But that one sold 3 million copies.
Wow. Wow.
They were popular at one point.
Apparently.
They were huge.
Another highlight of the best MTV Unplugged performances of all time. Welcome to California. I like that we both just made the most disappointed faces, grossed out faces.
You know, I'm just doubling down because I know it pisses off some people that we don't like the Eagles as much. It's our opinion. Like, relax, you can like the Eagles.
It's like, also, I would prefer to listen to the Eagles. If I have to listen, I'd prefer it plugged in, not unplugged.
Obviously, with the Unplugged series, I didn't realize. I thought it was like all grunge bands. Like,
no.
I didn't watch it at all because this was before my time, like when I was watching MTV. So when I saw that the Eagles were on there, I was like, did a MTV Unplugged? That's weird. They're old.
To be honest, I forgot they did until right now. And they sold 10.9 million copies of that one. Dude, there was some really cool, like, I know he's not on the list, but one of my all-time favorites, LL Cool J,
yes,
did Unplugged. And he did Mama Said Knock You Out with a backing band. And everything about it is, I mean, this is like a really bad, like, copy that was on YouTube, but you could kind of get the vibe. He had a backing band. He's shirtless and just flexing. The guitarist at some point decides, I'm going to get shirtless too and flex. He's got, like, deodorant, pit stain, like, the white stuff on. Everything about it is just so crazy, but, man, his performance was so freaking good.
Damn, fool! Listen to the way I slay. You're cool.
Ladies love Cool James.
Oh, they certainly did after that performance.
Well, I know that this one's probably on your list of the top of your personal top three, Steve Miggs.
Okay, I thought you were trolling me.
No!
Yes, Nirvana. I thought you were going to do like Mariah Carey's Unplugged performance. I'm like, come on, stop.
That one is on the list.
I know. This one sold 12.8 million. Sadly, just like with Lane, Kurt was not doing all that great, but the performance is so good and also pretty ballsy. They didn't do many Nirvana songs or not many of their hits. They mostly did like covers and then like random Nirvana songs.
And this was number two on the list, I believe.
They busted out on an accordion. Yes, it was.
So that was number two. Number one on the list of the best MTV Unplugged performances of all time, according to Audiofix.
You're trying to make me cry in the morning. I hate this song because of how beautiful it is.
I mean, if I had chosen a song off of this,
sense?
If I had chosen a song off of this, I would have chosen Layla.
Yeah, but this was the one that really...
Everybody was talking about.
It was so powerful, and the backstory of what it's about with him, his kid passing, and the backstory of how his kid died. It's just heartbreaking, man. That's what I mean. I hate it because it's so freaking good. It's such a great song, and it always like brings me to tears.
Are you going to sing it at karaoke night?
No, but this one sold 26 million copies.
Dang!
Of course, you know which one I would have put at number one.
Same with Danny.
Yeah.
Tom Petty?
I'm going to get up. If my legs didn't hurt so much from working out with my wife, I would get up this chair and punch you in the face, man.
Good luck.
Oh, sorry, Creed.
Oh, I'm rolling over.
I'm rolling over.
You bastard. I can't believe you. The anti-Pearl Jam rhetoric on that end of the room.
Now, many of us...
I don't condone violence, but those are the moments where I feel like violence is necessary.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.